Abby, welcome back to the Scholarship GPS podcast. So happy to have you back again. For those who didn't hear you last time around, please introduce yourself.
Thank you so much for having me back. I'm super excited to be here. So my name is Abby. I run Confident College Admissions. I've been working with students for the last 3 years. And part of my story as well is I'm a clinical psychology PhD student. So very familiar with the educational space in general.
That's great. How does that background inform what you do on the college piece?
Yeah, so I started out helping students just with essays, helping them through some of the more practical aspects of the college admissions process. And then, being really interested in psychology, I started to realize a lot of students and also families as well need support in some of the stress that they're experiencing. It can be a really overwhelming process. So I've started to build some things around that as well, which I'm really excited about.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, yes, over the years I've been doing this on the scholarship side, there's a lot of stress with that too. So I've been trying to incorporate some stuff like that as well. So that's great, and love being able to tag team with you on this kind of combined piece. So cool. Well, you mentioned you've been working with students for a little while now. What are some of the things that you have learned that helps students be successful through the college admissions and application process?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing that I tell students is it's so important to give yourself plenty of time. So if you haven't started like thinking about the college process, working on a couple of things here and there, when you're hearing this, make sure that you start as soon as possible. I know with summer, there's a lot of things going on. There might be jobs or vacations, summer camps, a whole bunch of different things. But even just giving yourself a little bit of time and working on a couple of small steps here and there. Each week can be really helpful and add up in the end.
And likewise, that's the advice I have for scholarships as well, is students who, do a little bit regularly. I love every day for seniors. I don't know if every senior I work with does that, but little bite-sized bits is much more effective than trying to swallow the whole elephant in one big bite.
Absolutely. I think when it comes to essays as well, I work with students a lot on essays. I would say like brainstorming is going to be the key to everything. So I know when I've gone through some of these processes myself with like college, with graduate school, most likely your first idea isn't going to be your strongest. So becoming really comfortable with completely scrapping an idea and going in a different direction, that often helps you create the best application essay possible.
Well, speaking of essays, the personal statement is obviously very critical for college admissions. Are there any common misconceptions that students or maybe parents have about that? And then, what's going to make that essay more memorable and stand out to the admissions readers?
Yeah, I think probably the biggest misconception that I see a lot is I'll see people posting about like, oh, this thing happened to me, this big thing happened, or I don't have something big that happened to me. What am I going to write about? So I think a lot of students think they have to have this big dramatic story to really stand out. But I think it's really those small moments that matter most. That one time that you were hanging out with your grandparents and they said something to you, or when you were tutoring a student in your class, some of these small moments really help to share information with them about who you are. And I think it's really important to remember that admissions officers are people too. I think we don't think about that as we're going through the process. We're like, oh my gosh, like these people are going to be reading my essay. Like we kind of put them on a pedestal in some ways. But at the end of the day, you really want to connect with them on a human level. I think that's really important, to keep in mind. And I also think, too, when it comes to essays, the strongest ones, students are like, what do I write? Like, we have these prompts that we write about. I'm actually really surprised looking at the statistics on some of the Common App essays. Most students choose, prompt 7, which is like, just write about any topic you want. Which leaves a lot of room for you can write about a lot of different things, but sometimes it's really easy to not write about what they're looking for because of the prompts that they give you. They're looking for specific things. So you really want to make sure that you're sharing about your values. What is important to you? So values are things like family, empathy, creativity. They also want to know how you've grown and who you are as a person. So again, we have real human people reading these, especially when we get to like higher level institutions. And they really want to get a picture of who you're going to be on their campus. So making sure that who you are as a person is coming through in your essay is really important.
So two things. Hopefully I remember the second. Happens when you get old. The first would be one of the things that I have been trying to emphasize more and more through the years with students is that essays don't necessarily need to be like a written or a story form of your resume. Like you don't have to talk about every achievement. Now, on the scholarship side, sometimes you might want to lean more in that direction because they may not have access to all that information. But on the admission side, they've got your resume, right? So how much does storytelling and really focusing in on one particular event or incident or idea, how much does that play a role in the college admissions essay?
Yeah, usually what I recommend to students, and I've done this with my own applications, is you want to have these little moments that all connect together. So, you kind of have this hook that comes in and you're like telling about this one specific thing, but then you're also showing who you are throughout multiple different stories that all come together. So you can share pieces of your resume, but I definitely agree. A lot of times students kind of get stuck in just repeating some of the facts of their essay without actually sharing how it impacted them, what they learned, and then what they did next. And I think that's a big piece that's really missing for a lot of students.
Good. Well, as I expected, I did forget my second follow-up. So we'll see if it comes back to me, but I'll go back to my list of questions I had for you beforehand. We talked about the fact that you're going into psychology or you're studying psychology. Does that I know we talked about how it kind of informs your process, but did that change the way you think about the admissions side of things?
Yeah, I think that it kind of shifted my perspective in terms of like, okay, I'm helping students with essays, I'm helping students with this practical piece of things, but also realizing, not only students, but also parents and families as well also need support throughout this process. I think the biggest thing that I've really learned, we learn a lot about the brain in psychology, and I actually think it's really interesting. One of the reasons why I named my business Confident College Admissions is because I think the mindset that you go into the admissions process is so important. Our perspective is so important. The way you're talking to yourself is so important. So being able to come in with a sense of confidence in this process, I think that's really key in a lot of this.
How does that manifest in essays? Because I try to help students with that as well. A lot of times students will use kind of qualifying language to kind of minimizes their actions and their impacts. Do you run into that as well?
Yes, I have noticed this quite a bit with the students that I work with. I think there's so much pressure on students. And I think the last time I gave the example of like students feel like they have to have like a 4.0 GPA and a 1600 SAT, and they practically have to serve the cure, solve the cure cancer. And I think, because we're comparing ourselves so much through social media and people in our school and all these different things, we feel like we aren't doing enough, even though we're doing so much. Like some of the students that I work with, they come to me and they're like, I'm doing this, 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 and this. And I'm like, oh my gosh. And you think you're not going to get into a good school? Like I wasn't doing that much. And, I did well in the application process. So I think there's just so much pressure and comparison now, that I agree. Students feel like they're not doing that much when they really are, and they got to give themselves some grace for that.
Social media really does play a negative role in that because people only post their best selves on social media. You don't see, first of all, you don't see the hard work that if they did achieve something notable that they put into it, and they don't talk about their failures and mistakes that much either. So, yeah, it's something that really students, the less time they could spend on there, especially if they're finding they're comparing themselves, I think the better off they'll be.
I definitely agree.
We've kind of focused this a lot on when people are hearing this, what would be rising seniors preparing for the college admissions process. Do you have any thoughts or advice for younger students so that when they hit this time, either next year or 2 or 3 years, that they're a little bit better prepared?
I think, the way that I thought about this as I was going through both my undergrad, like preparing for undergrad and also graduate school, is trying to put yourself in the best position possible. You don't have to know exactly where you're going to apply. You don't have to know exactly what you want to major in, but take as many opportunities as you can. Well, also, like we've just been talking about people comparing themselves, I think there is a mindset of I have to do so many things. I have to do all the things. So focusing on a depth of involvement, becoming really involved in a couple of clubs, becoming really involved in what you're interested in instead of just spreading yourself too thin and doing all the activities and all the sports and all the things. Because at the end of the day, like we've been talking about, like it comes down to the story. And if you've been doing all these things, it's going to be really hard to find your story.
Absolutely. And again, social media plays a role in that. We're both in a lot of parent Facebook groups, and like parents are always posting their kids' stats, and the stats look great, and they're in a million activities. And a lot, I don't, maybe I shouldn't say a lot. Sometimes in the spring, when decisions come out, you're going to see those same parents posting, "My kid didn't get into their dream school, and they had all these stats. What happened?" And stats, I don't want to say they're not important, but that depth is much more important than breadth, right?
And I think sometimes too, like being able to write about in a positive way, like I failed and I learned. I think that's so important. And I think like looking at some of these stats that people are sharing, like, oh my goodness, like this kid has like a 1500 SAT and they're still pushing to get like that next score. Like, at what point do you allow yourself to move on and put your efforts towards something else that might give you more results? And I think there's just so much pressure that we have to give ourselves some grace during this process and realizing there's only so much that we can do.
For sure. Well, I wanted to have you on because of course, I've subscribed to your newsletter on Substack, and you've been putting out a lot of great, not just content, but also tools and things like that. Tell us about what you've been working on, what's kind of new with you, and we'll go from there.
Yeah, definitely. So I'm always thinking of new ways that I can provide more value to my community. I think the last time we talked, I was like, I have this idea and that idea, and I still have so many ideas. And being in school, it's hard to get everything done at once. But I have a lot of plans for things that I want to do, and probably one of them that's on the top of my list for things coming up, is creating resources for students to help support them in their growth and development as young adults. So an area of psychology that I'm very, very interested in, very drawn to, is called positive psychology. And that focuses on like developing strengths and increasing things like gratitude, optimism, living aligned with values, which, if we're cultivating some of these things throughout our life, they're going to make everything else so much easier, including writing our essays if we're more aligned with our values. So I'm very excited about that piece of things. I have some other resources that I currently am offering that I'd love to highlight.
Absolutely. And we're actually going to kind of tag team on a special offer related to at least a little some of those, right? So I'll let you kind
Absolutely.
of talk about that.
One of the main things that I offer that almost everybody in my community has taken advantage of is a free college admissions timeline and checklist. So it's really great to just keep track of the process, making sure you're working through things. I also offer, it's called a complete toolkit. That's what I call it. So it offers a lot of different resources that you might need throughout the college process. So refining your college list, writing strong activity descriptions, brainstorming essay ideas, while still staying grounded during the process because it can be overwhelming. And then I also offer some essay support options as well. And this is one of my favorite ways to work with students. So I have both my personal statement course and also my one-on-one Common App experience. So for that one, it's a 1 hour brainstorming session and then unlimited feedback on essays for up to 6 weeks.
Cool. Now, is that the course or the other?
So the experience will
The
be the
experience. Okay.
brainstorming and then 6 weeks.
Okay.
And then the personal statement course, it includes a workbook so you can kind of go through, I think it's like 50 or 60 pages. And then it also includes modules of like how to brainstorm, how to get people to like look over your essay, what you should ask them to look for and what you shouldn't ask them to look for. How to refine your personal statement, how to finalize it, all those different pieces. So you can go from nothing, a blank page, to a finalized essay with either of those options.
Very cool. Like, what is the length of time a student going through the course should expect to commit to that?
Yeah, so the course itself is an hour of modules, and then the workbook, like I said, is probably 50 to 60 pages. I can't remember exactly, but it's 10 modules broken down. So usually what I recommend for people going through this process is give yourself as much time as possible. I would give you at least a month to go through this to make sure you're putting your best foot forward, because I always recommend, working on it, writing a draft, letting it sit for a couple of days, coming back with fresh eyes. Because when you're in the weeds with it for so long, we start to miss things.
Yes.
So giving time and space to really let it sit and come back to it is really important. So I would recommend probably giving yourself at least a month to work on the essays.
Okay. All right. And is this for those just about to, within weeks or months of the admission cycle, or could a younger student still benefit from it?
I definitely think a younger student can benefit from it. I think part of this too that I work with students on sometimes is like cultivating stories as we go. So one of the students that I worked with last cycle, she had an upcoming volunteer trip. So it was a couple months until essays were due, applications were due. So we kind of talked about, okay, you have this upcoming trip. What are some things that you want to get out of it and things that you want to be able to write in your statement? So if you are a sophomore or junior or even a freshman, and you're thinking, okay, I'm going to have to write this at some point, what are some things that I should be working on, experiences that I should be working on cultivating? It's a great option for you.
Awesome, that's great. Well, obviously the admissions piece and the scholarship piece are very related, and so we are going to offer where students or families who sign up for either of the programs that you just mentioned will get lifetime access to the Scholarship GPS course. It's a video-based course of bite-sized lessons. There's roughly like 50 lessons in there, but it's not like each lesson is an hour. They're anywhere from 5 minutes to an outlier might be 15 minutes. And it's really the entire scholarship process from how and where do you find scholarships. Even more importantly, after you build this long list, how do you prioritize the right ones? And then getting really, digging in, what are best practices for applications, especially essays? And then there's even some guidance on squeezing every dime out of the scholarships that you earn, because, it would suck if you earn this big scholarship and then you find out you can't use it. So that's definitely an important piece. And then it actually has some bonus content in there from other people who do things related. So like there's some SAT, ACT prep folks in there give a little guidance because test scores can lead to scholarships, so very important. So yeah, so it's I don't know how I want to put it, like a it's not a BOGO offer, but it's like a combined offer where you'll get access to my program and to Abby's program. And the best way for people to learn about that and take advantage would be go to scholarshipgps.com/confident. It'll have all the details there. You can sign up and get access to both of these programs to help your student work through these manageable but what are seemingly overwhelming processes of college admissions and scholarships.
Absolutely. I'm just so excited to be able to support even more students through both of our programs together.
Likewise, yeah. Great. Abby, anything else before I let you go?
No, I think that's everything.
Great. Well, love having you back. I'm sure we will have you on again in the future. And thanks again, and we will talk again soon.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Thanks.